Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
You're listening to Day 19 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Anointed to Know the Truth. Rod Mattoon said, "We have an unction from the Lord to live our lives for Him. What is an unction? It is delivered from the word charisma, which means anointing. Bible scholars believe this is a reference to the anointing of the Holy Spirit who indwells the Christian the moment he or she puts faith in Jesus Christ for salvation." Today's text is 1 John 2, verses 20 through 23. "But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also." The Life Application Bible Commentary provides a great introduction to today's topic of anointing. John wrote of Christians being anointed. It has become commonplace to label certain preachers, songs, worship services, or sermons as anointed. That usually means that the person somehow evokes or facilitates an awareness of God's power or presence. But this wonderful quality is not what the word anointed means. To anoint, in biblical terminology, simply means to consecrate or set apart for a special purpose. Kings and priests were anointed with oil in solemn ceremonies, intended to designate them as civil and spiritual leaders. But now the Spirit of God anoints every believer upon conversion. Because we Christians have received this anointing, we can be assured of the basis for our salvation and the Spirit-filled life. We live in a world full of false teachers who seek to distort the truth and deceive followers of Jesus Christ. But God has given us the anointing from the Holy Spirit so that we will know the truth. The same John who wrote 1 John recorded these words from Jesus in the Gospel of John 16:13. It reads, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come." The Holy Spirit guides the believer in all truth. He can't help but speak the truth because He is the Spirit of truth. When a person is saved, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell the new believer with the truths of God. The Holy Spirit filling a believer's heart is God's defense against the lies of the enemy. John goes on to call out the specific lie of those in opposition to Christ. A liar denies that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Anyone who denies the Son does not know the Father. Therefore, you can always tell when someone is a false teacher, because they will deny that Jesus Christ is God's Son. A person who has been anointed by the Holy Spirit will confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Father. Notice the Spirit's own confession of Christ at His baptism, as recorded in Luke 3:21-22. "Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are My beloved Son, with You I am well pleased.'" The Spirit of truth must confess that Jesus is the Christ. Those who are anointed with the Spirit of truth must do the same. Here are some questions to think about today. In what ways are you encouraged today by the fact that the Spirit of Truth will guide you into all truth? William Tyndale once made the following statement about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You are not anointed with oil in your bodies, but with the Spirit of Christ in your souls. The Spirit teaches you all truth in Christ and makes you able to judge what is a lie and what is truth, and to know Christ from the Antichrist. What are your thoughts about Tyndale's statement in light of today's scripture? How does God's promise of the Holy Spirit in John 14:16 through 17 to his disciples give you confidence as you live as his disciple in a world full of deception? And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. List the characteristics of the Holy Spirit found in John 14:16 through 17 that assure you that you are anointed to know the truth. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.